Saturday Morning Session. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Deep and lasting conversion to Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As President Russell M. Nelson has just beautifully and eloquently set forth, church leaders have been working for a long time on a home-centered and church-supported plan to learn doctrine, strengthen faith, and foster greater personal worship. To accomplish these purposes, the Sunday meeting schedule will be adjusted to the following ways beginning in January 2019. The Sunday church meetings will consist of a 60-minute sacrament meeting each Sunday, focused on the Savior, the ordinance of the sacrament, and spiritual messages. After time for transition to classes, church members will attend a 50-minute class that will alternate each Sunday. Sunday school will be held on the first and third Sundays. Priesthood quorums, Relief Society, and Young Women meetings will be held on the second and fourth Sundays. Meetings on the fifth Sunday will be under the direction of the bishop. The purposes and blessings associated with this adjustment are other recent changes, including the following: deepening conversion to Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and strengthening faith in them. Strengthening individuals and families through home-centered, church-supported curriculum that contributes to joyful gospel living. Honoring the Sabbath day with a focus on the ordinance of the sacrament. Helping all of Heavenly Father's children on both sides of the veil through missionary work and receiving ordinances and covenants and blessings of the temple. What do these adjustments mean for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? We are confident that members will be blessed in extraordinary ways. Sunday can be a day of gospel learning and teaching at church and in home. As individuals and families engage in family councils, family history, ministering, service, personal worship, and joyful family time, the Sabbath day will truly be a delight. The announcements made today will result in profound blessings for those who enthusiastically embrace the adjustments and seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We will become closer to our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of whom I am a sure witness. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Bree.